Welcome everyone to our chime in call. This is the first call for the month of May 2017. And I'd like to invite you to just close your eyes for a moment and take a couple of deep breaths, whether you're listening at this moment as we're recording this or later in an archive. Just know that in this precious moment as you're breathing, you're right where you're supposed to be. Release and let go of any worry or stress or any derivative of fear. Let it all go with your out breath continuously throughout this time that we have. And replace all of that energy with the sweetest, most life-affirming energy that you can possibly identify with. Oh, let's see. Yes. What do we do about that? I'm not sure. Okay, I think I know. I'm just going to mute and mute.
There.
Okay. So let's just breathe in the qualities that we prefer to connect with today. Let's breathe in perhaps a sense of centeredness, a sense of we're okay and great no matter what might be going on around, that we're lucky and blessed to have this opportunity to connect with one another. Just breathe in the qualities that you prefer and choose one quality right now that represents what you really want to own and become today, not just during our call, but for the whole day. So see if you can give it a word, and I'll ask everyone to share what their word is in a moment. And or if it's a phrase or if it's a feeling, just allow it to magnify. Choose it and let it grow larger and larger, bigger than you are. And let it take over. Let it color the entire inner vision of your mind, the outer landscape of your life. If it's confidence, if it's love, if it's well-being, if it's happiness, if it's empowerment, awakening, service, kindness, whatever that quality is that you've chosen, let it become bigger than what you can even imagine. Let it go out in front of you into your day. Let it go out behind you into your past. Let it surround you and uplift you. And as we come into this call, let's just get centered with that quality, peaceful, simple, gentle, and let's become willing to share what that is. So I'm going to call on Naomi first to share what her quality is. There you are, Naomi. What did you pick?
Hello?
Hi, we can hear you.
What did you ask?
If there's a quality, like a word that describes a feeling that you want to represent, that you want to embody, that you want to carry with you today.
So today I've been doing a little bit of yoga and meditation and connecting deeper with myself. And the quality that comes in is being authentic. I want to be authentic and during this meeting and after the meeting and towards my whole week. I've been really struggling with who I am and representing myself. So today my quality is being authenticity.
Yeah. Naomi, thank you very much for an authentic way to express your authenticity. That was beautiful. Because when I see you, and I think when any of us see you, and it's so lovely to see you, first of all, it's been a long time since we've gotten to see you, but you're so confident and so easy in your leadership that I don't think anybody would expect that you ever would have a challenge with that. So it's endearing and it makes us love you more. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so how about you, Mr. Krishnam?
I would say
what I felt in last week. This is kind of midweek now, but last few days I felt the importance of fulfillment within gratitude. Certain things I was longed for, it's not the way it should be. It's the things I already have, and acknowledge the things I have rather than always asking for things. So I think a sense of gratitude in my life is really important, and continuing gratitude is constant idea as an everyday practice, like waking up and saying things I feel are good for me rather than things I really want. So, yeah.
So what would your word be then in a nutshell? The one
word, basically just always having a sense of gratitude for everything. Yeah.
Okay, I think you're enlightened. I love that. Thank you. Yeah, I'll have what you're having. Thank you. Awesome. And who joined us from, is that Mariah from 323-572?
That's me.
Yay. Hi, Mariah. So what,
good morning.
What quality are you bringing to the table today?
What do you want to say? Kindness. Just because, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello? I want to say kindness because I feel like I haven't really been so kind to myself recently. And that's just like the only thing I could think about to bring for myself today. So.
Oh, that's so important. Thank you, Mariah. I think we can all have a little bit of what each other's bringing. It's like we're all adding an ingredient to the soup. That's awesome. Thank you. And you're like on a bus on your way to school right now, right?
Yeah, I'm on the train.
I think it's fun to envision each other. Naomi's in Kenya at a children's... let me unmute you. You're at a... Oops. Yikes. Okay. Naomi, you're at a...
I'm at an orphanage.
An orphanage?
Yeah, an orphanage.
Wow. What are you doing at the orphanage?
I'm doing an internship with the founder of the orphanage called Dr. Karambo. And right now, out of the country, she's in Hawaii for her conference meeting. And right now, I'm in charge of the kids and just playing around with them. Seeing them, noticing them, and helping their needs, whatever they want. And also, on the other side, I'm still helping her open her new tour company that's called the Amani Adventures and Holidays for tourists who arrive here in the children's home to explain to them about how it was started. And if they want to go on safaris, I'm taking charge of doing that. So there's a lot of learning and experience going on here.
Oh my God, I want to go there. I want to be there with you. That's amazing.
How you should come. It's fun. All of you should come.
How many kids are there?
Right now we have 27 kids who are on a day school. They go to school and then come back home. And then you also have 20 of them who are going to boarding schools. So 27 of them are here right now, but 20 of them are outside in boarding schools.
That's amazing. That's great.
I sense a 2018 trip.
I think I know. I'm sensing a 2018 or something like that trip for sure. What are the ages of the kids, Naomi?
Yeah, the ages are from 6 to 18. And then we have some of them who are in universities and some of them joining university this year in September. So those are like 4 of them joining universities.
How cool. Well, I love envisioning you there. And I know, Krishnam, you're on the East Coast. You're in New Hampshire. And
close to New Hampshire. Close to Boston.
You're close to Boston. And Mariah's on a train. And we're all over the place. So, Nancy, what's your quality that you would like to embody?
I would like to bring patience. I've needed to have it throughout this entire call. And needed to have it in life. It's just patience,
and really good working technology. Yay. Me too. And Dana. Dana says enthusiasm. Dana's over there.
Where is Dana? Okay. No, she's in front of the camera.
Can you, I don't know how to. It's okay. Okay, well, Dana is here. Let me see. Dana Walden, say hi. Just wave. Hey. And I'm picking trust, trusting the universe. Whether they don't go the way you think they're supposed to go, just trusting the perfect timing and perfect unfolding of things. Trust. Okay, so I'm just going to touch on one little drop about the hero's journey here.
Oh,
oh my God. Is that one of the kids?
He's here with us today. Her mom works. Her grandmother works here as our manager, and so they came to visit today.
Oh, hello, grandmother. Hello, baby. Oh, say hi. Beautiful.
Hi.
Hi.
How do you say hello in Kenya?
What?
How do you say hello in a
Habari?
Habari.
Yeah.
Habari.
Yeah.
Oh, sweeties. Oh, my God. Oh, that's precious.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we'll talk, and they're welcome to be in here as much as they would like to be. I'm just going to touch on the stages of the hero's journey that we are talking about. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to mute for a second until we have a better quality.
Put me on mute because.
And all right, so we start off with the ordinary world, and that's in each month we're touching on a little bit of. Yes, Cam. Nancy, can you talk to Cam? Okay, cool. January is the ordinary world where we are kind of in business as usual and wondering what our next adventure is going to be. And that was our January. February is the call to adventure. And we talked about all the different things that we might do as a group with Chime In. Like, what are we going to, go to India? What's that calling? And it seemed like it really called to Krishnam to take on being the coordinator of our trip to India. So the call to adventure is followed. March is the refusal or resistance to the call. That means there's some kind of pushback. And so with our trip to India, there's some gaps in communication with the people that we thought we would be working with potentially. Hello, Leanne, I see you. I'm just going to mute everybody for a quick second just while I get through this. And Nancy, I can't mute you for some reason. I think you're not meant to be muted. Okay. So it's built in that there's resistance to the call. And I think I did talk a bit about The War of Art, that book by Stephen Pressfield, as an awesome book to give us a frame for how to deal with resistance to any noble cause. There's going to be resistance. There's going to be some pushback. So to not look at it like it means that we should call the whole thing off. It just simply means that we're on the journey. And so that's something to contemplate. And then, so April is about connecting with a mentor to be able to help you get through this. It's really hard to do a true hero's journey without mentorship or without some support. So like in Star Wars, where the hero's journey became really famous, Luke Skywalker connects with Obi-Wan Kenobi. He also connects with Yoda. So everybody has somebody that they know is a little wiser than them or has been around the block a few times more than they have. And that's the stage to reach out. And I want to really acknowledge Krishnam and Priyanka, because they have gone, and also Yanila has reached out like deliberately to say, I could use some support with X, Y, or Z. and you've reached out. And I encourage everyone, if you need just a sounding board, Nancy, Dana, myself, Joe Gagnon, our other board member, Steve Allen, everyone that's on our website in a board member or advisory board capacity, get so excited when you guys call, when you want support. So reach out. Even if we're not exactly right for what you think you need, we might know somebody who is. So it's a really good practice to get into. And Mariah, I want to acknowledge you as well for reaching out. I don't know if you can still hear, but you've done that a lot. Cameron, you've really done that as well. And so I just want to acknowledge that. Okay, so then that brings us to this month. This is May. This is where we cross the threshold. This is where it gets real, crossing the threshold from the ordinary world into the special world. So Joseph Campbell delineates the ordinary world as being that world that we're in when we're kind of doing business as usual. Everything is sort of predictable. Everything kind of makes sense. And there's a sense of security and peace to a certain degree because it's all familiar. When we go into the special world, things get a little bit like, whoa, which end is up? I don't really know who I am here. Things are changing. And it's impossible to be on a hero's journey and keep it ordinary. It's going to get wonky. It's going to be a little challenging. In Joe Gagnon's blog today, he even talked about a word that I don't really like very much, but I'm going to say it anyway because for some reason it gave me some peace. He talked about the suffering that can sometimes be part of the journey because you're uncomfortable. It's about stretching yourself. Like Naomi, you just said you're in a leadership capacity and sometimes it's uncomfortable. You don't know exactly how to be authentic when you're in front of people or doing that. It's like, it's about being comfortable, being uncomfortable and not running away from it. So that's a big part of what we're up to during this month. It's so crossing the threshold is also, Krishnam, this relates to you as well, really getting clear about making, like, we're doing this. This trip is on. India is happening, and it's about using your will to cross that threshold. You can't just cross it with your eyes closed and while you're daydreaming about something else. You have to really know, I want this, I'm going to do this, and I'm bringing my full self to the table in order to get across the threshold. There's a great quote. Maybe, Nancy, you can look it up and we can show it. It's by Goethe, Goethe. And it starts off with, it's about commitment. When you commit yourself, providence moves too. And it's about how, like, when you really say yes to something.
I have it right here.
Oh, can you do a screen share?
It's on my phone.
Okay. How about you read it? How about you read it to us? Because you're nice and clear right now.
Until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans, that the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too.
So,
and that was right when I finally got a good connection. So what does that tell you?
See, there you go.
And I can be heard and hear.
See? And what a pretty backdrop.
Thank you. And don't my windows look like Naomi's?
Oh, yes, they do.
See?
It's a little crisscross.
Yeah. Wow.
This is so cool. See, for everyone listening, this is the cool part about being live on the call with us. And you can see stuff that you might not be able to see when you just listen to the recording back. Okay, so a couple of things I want to talk about and make sure that we discuss on this call is our trip to India. And I was trying, excuse me, Krishnam and Nancy, I thought I'd have time to get on the call with you earlier this morning, but I wasn't. So if you don't mind, I'm going to just say a couple of things that are new, and then you and Nancy and I and Dana can talk a little bit after. Is that okay, Krishnam?
Yeah.
So as many of you know, Krishnam has been working very diligently at reaching out to all kinds of great organizations in India to find out who we can partner with to do service work, to learn from, to make a difference, and to really have it be worth our while and worth the while of the people that would be helping us to partner with them. And because technology can be iffy and not so great, it's been hard to establish an absolute connection and know what we're doing. But he's been working on it and certain that we're going to find it. Anyway, we had a great phone call yesterday talking about all the possibilities, possibly postponing our trip instead of being this January, maybe next year. But right after we got off the call, what popped into my mind was Sister Jenna from the Brahma Kumaris she is based in the U.S. I mean, they're based in India, but there's a satellite in the U.S. I called Sister Jenna yesterday, and in Washington, D.C., by the way. And Krishna, we want to make sure that you have time to tell us about your trip to Washington. So I'll make this short and sweet because we won't make any decisions yet. But she picked up on the first ring. And within 5 minutes, she said, I think we can do this. I think we can host you guys. And they've got an energy. They've been able to create electricity for 300 indigenous people using solar power. They're also teaching indigenous people in India. And Dana, do you have the place off the top of your head? I wrote it on my notes. It might be in that bag over there. Anyway, I wish I could remember where it was. I'll get all of that together and send it to you. But she's wanting a project proposal from us. So Krishnam, Nancy, Dana, and I, we need to get her something like ASAP. And you probably already have something written up that states who we are, what we want to do. And we need to do it right away because they're about to get into their busy season of service where they are hardly ever going to be available online or on the phone. So we've got like a week to present something, and we probably could do it January. She said that doing it or even September, but I know a lot of you are in school in September, so that might be hard. So she's going to try to coordinate around the times that could work for us. Anyway, I thought that was exciting and kind of in sync with the theme of the hero's journey about crossing the threshold. Let's get this done. Let's make this happen. Okay. So more to be revealed. Let's talk and communicate afterward about the details. And I'm complete. I'm taking a curtsy and I pass the talking stick to you, Krishnam, to share a little bit about what you just did in Washington, D.C. and anything else that's on your heart or mind.
Yeah, absolutely. And before I start, I don't know if you guys see that right there, but I put that up as a motivation.
Yay, India.
As it's going to happen next year. But yeah, basically this past weekend, I did something really crazy. I don't know. I just wanted to have an experience to see what it was like. I didn't have expectations. So my mom and I drove down to DC for the People's Climate Change March. And I was very passionate about that kind of stuff, but I didn't realize that there was so many more people passionate about it. It was so, like, for me, it opened my world up to say, like, there are so many people that are in my same mindset that are fighting the same idea. And it was like 200,000 people, and from like activists to like climate scientists to like indigenous groups. Leonardo DiCaprio was there. He was marching in front with Al Gore and Richard Branson. Like, it was just people who were standing up for something. And then what was cool is that we transitioned from the Capitol and we walked a few blocks from the Capitol to the White House, and we were right in front of the White House. And then we all sat down, and this indigenous group started doing this like thumping, like this humming right in front of the White House. And like President Trump was right in front, like he was in the White House, and he must have been, I don't know if he was witnessing all, but I bet he was. And it was just, it was for 1 minute, it was the most like silent thumping. It was astonishing. Like I had chills. Like, just that experience was amazing. And
wow.
Yeah, and afterwards it was a little concerts about peace. It was a peace march, but you know, there's obviously a lot of people who were angry, but it was a great experience in general.
Do you have any pictures?
Yeah, let me see if I can share this.
And by the way, while you're getting that together, I wanted to say hello to Leanne. I see you over there, our youth ambassador from Jordan, and who's also a mentor. Oops, I don't know if I lost you. Are you still there?
No, I'm still here.
Oh, great.
It's morning time. I can't put my camera on.
Oh, that is, hello. wait a second. You're in Texas. I'm in LA. It's 7:30 here.
I was like, Kelly, it's 7 o'clock. How do you look like that?
Oh, a little powder, a little gloss. Anyway, it was great to see you, Leanne, and to see your mom and your cousin from Jordan and your friend from India. We talked to somebody from one of Leanne's mom's best friends from India. It was really just a wonderful, wonderful time.
Yeah, it was. Thank you so much. We really enjoyed it.
That was magic.
They didn't stop talking about it. They were like, yo, she's awesome. They're all awesome. Much fun. I can't believe those are your friends, Leanne. Just like, yep, yep.
Oh my God. I feel the same about you. It's always great when we can get FaceTime with each other, like real FaceTime, not just Facebook FaceTime.
Yeah, yeah. I always try to do that, definitely. For sure.
All right. So Krishnam, tell us what we're seeing.
So you guys see this? Like everybody sees this?
Yeah.
So this is just one of the sections. So they're all divided into different sections. Like the first part was the indigenous groups, then it was communities, like families, and then it was climate scientists. And so they're all different sections, like divided. So this was just one of the parts that we were looking at. This is a really cool chart that someone made. And that's me, obviously. I was wearing my Colombian shirt.
Nice. Oh, that's a shirt. Dana, you have one just like that.
Yeah.
Oh, there's your mom.
As a mom right there.
She Elsa? Came
Elka.
Elka. Elka.
Yeah.
Oh, she's beautiful. Wow.
And this is all, the captain right there.
How cool. Google, okay, like, that was a great picture. You got to put all of these on our Chime In Facebook page.
Yeah. This is a video. If you want.
Oh, that's awesome.
Love it.
Okay, that was a mom recording. She didn't know how to hold the camera. But
I love that on Zoom we can actually play videos for each other. We never did that with Meister Conference. This is great.
I was just
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's cool thing.
Yeah, I love it.
See what was this? This was kind of funny right there.
Oh my God, what did it say?
Yeah, I don't know what they were writing, but I just. They were, I think, making fun of him, obviously.
Oh my God. It's a very close replica.
Yeah. And then,
Sam.
I'm trying to see if I can find a picture of the White House.
They nailed the mouth down.
Yeah, they did. yeah, and then that's him. I think that's Mike Pence over there. It's some really cool posters people made. So it was amazing trip and
Look at Moms for Clean Air Force. Oh
yeah.
Oh, look at Elka.
That's it was really cool. And,
hey guys, it's Kat.
Hey Kat from England. Oh my goodness. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thanks.
Sorry, I'm late. I had a meeting before. I don't know why you can't see me. I'm trying to work something out. Sorry.
Well, we probably can't see you yet. Krishnam is showing us pictures from, he was in Washington, D.C. I'm at the Climate Change March. And so he's showing us some pictures. So I don't think we can see all the participants.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Yeah. And that's me in front of the White House.
I love that. That's so cool. So,
yeah.
So, You came up with an idea when you were there. Do you want to say anything about it yet, or do you want to wait till it's clearer?
I can share it. I don't want to take up too much time with the call if you have other things on agenda.
Just nutshell it for us.
Nutshell it? All right. So I part of my separate project, not Chime In, this is just a project as an individual I want to tackle, is that I got really inspired and motivated from this experience I had and being surrounded by 200,000 people. I felt like I was in the same boat with a lot of people. So personally, I want to challenge myself and see if I can do a project that do like a awareness within youth about climate change and but using the power of social media. So presenting information, but in positive aspect. I feel we hear a lot of negative things about climate change and things that people feel like after they hear, they feel either denial or they feel like they can't do anything about it. And I want to present this message with like authenticity, like very positive and very like they feel like after they hear they're moved and inspired to do something about it, like in just even by just recycling or by just like turning off a light. I know these are very common things to do, but a lot of people subconsciously forget about it. And I think just creating some kind of like ritual every day that creates like a movement. And eventually by August, I want to release like a short film about a different groups around the country doing positive work to help the environment. So different NGOs, organizations, indigenous groups, activists and climate scientists, and see their opinions on what they're doing individually and see how they can improve this country, because especially with our president and he's shutting down the EPA and just all the bad things are going to happen in terms of the, you know, our evolution of climate change. So I think it's just a personal thing, and anyone, I don't know if any thoughts you guys have, possibilities that you just think about this project, and I'd love to guys be involved if you want to be part of it.
Oh, I think I need to, if anybody wants to speak up, raise your hand so I can unmute you so that we can, I'm going to unmute Kat. Oh, there we are. Well, I'll just say, I don't know how to unmute everybody at the same time. Nancy, maybe you can play with that. Or Cam, maybe you can tell me how to unmute everybody. But I just want to say, I think it's sometimes when adversity happens, it's like they say that necessity is the mother of invention, but I think sometimes adversity is as well. So with all these challenges we face to some of these things that seem so basic, like the Environmental Protection Agency, like that's something that should just always be cared for. The fact that it's in jeopardy, it's really speaking to you, and it's a catalyst for you to wake up to your passion. And so there's something positive that can come out of this stuff if you do something about it. So I love hearing your passion. I love hearing that you're wanting to do something positive in the face of it. And I mean, that's kind of where our projects come from. So and your other project is putting together our India trip. So
yeah,
you got a lot on your plate, mister. And I'm so happy. I know you can do it.
Yeah.
Does anybody else want to speak up? Let's see. I'm unmuting Leanne. I'm unmuting Kat.
I don't know if there's a way you can unmute everybody all at once.
I think I've got everybody individually unmuted. Okay, so anybody want to comment on what you heard from Krishna? Oops, I'm going to mute that. Okay. Everybody's unmuted now. How about at least we give him a big...
Yes, that was awesome, Krishna. I'm sorry.
I was going to ask, like, while you were at, did you connect with anybody or, like, kind of, like, get an instant connection from anybody? Because I would say that that's, like, either your first step at going there, because all the organizations that you choose to make, like, a video about are there. And plus, you already have a lot of material with the images that you took from this march, video for your, like, end game. And sorry, these are just like blabbers that I was thinking. So I'm just
gonna great. It's awesome. Thank you, Leanne.
Yeah. And then also, what was I gonna say? Also, you could, you know, via social media, I know you're talking about that. So you could share all that on your personal platform and then share it on the Chime In pages, and then we'll all share it from there.
Ooh, that's nice. Yeah, so there could be something that's alive about this, like not having to store it up until it releases, but like maybe little by little or when it, however, but know that there's multiple distribution outlets.
Yeah, project. We all have like separate, like wholly different demographics on our like Facebook.
Exactly.
Because like one of us is in Texas, the other one is in England, the other one is in, you know,
Kenya.
Kenya,
you've got Jordan, and you've got India, and we've got all of the U.S. Anyway, very cool.
Yeah, thank you, Leanne, for the advice. Yeah.
Mm,
Yeah, I was going to put in my little bit. If you need any help setting up anything around here for that, Krishnam, I'd be glad to throw in a hand as long as I've got the time and the opportunity. I think climate change is one of those things that people really need to be more aware about, particularly in the knowledgeable sense, not just there's climate change, but how is it affecting you? How is it going to affect our future? I think where people fall short is they go, oh, no, there's no climate change. There's no proof. I think if we were able to more enlighten people in the sense of this is where scientists are seeing this, maybe it would, I don't know. That's just a hope. I think that when people are presented with knowledge, I was actually reading a thing about when people are presented something that goes against their beliefs last night. Let me see if I can find it. Basically, the theme behind it or the story behind it was when someone is presented with something that is against a belief of theirs, their physical and mental reaction is as if they're being assaulted, and it's very bizarre. So their amygdala is what controls it, as opposed to reacting with understanding. The initial reaction ends up being something along the lines of fight or flight, and they get ready to fight something that they don't quite agree with. It varies in levels of what it is that they believe and what they don't. So we just have to find a way to present information to these types of people in the best way that won't make them, you know, react in that negative light.
Yeah, exactly. So like sending a message, but not in attack mode, like sending a message with a kind of like a love, like saying that there is a possibility of you doing something about it, but not trying to attack the bad things they're doing, try to acknowledge the good things they're trying to do, but even though they're not doing it the best. But yeah, I understand what you mean.
Oh, my feedback to Krishnam yesterday was, because there are a number of documentaries and films and things like that out there about climate change. Mm-hmm. I was inviting him to consider how this will be different, not just talking heads giving us facts and information that we've already heard or that we can look up somewhere, but how this could be potentially a really riveting piece that could be a call to action that would really inspire people not just to know about something, but to do something, to identify what that call to action is. And one thing, I think Mariah, I hope you can hear Mariah, you are muted. I can unmute you if you want, or unmute yourself if you want to talk. But one of the things that Mariah did for several years in a row, she hosted an eco-friendly fashion show. She did something really fun with like loud music and models, modeling on a catwalk, clothes that were made out of trash, basically. And she got some celebrity judges, and it was like, and she got in the LA Times. I think you got on the section of the LA Times, and she had twice. She was the coordinator. She was the MC. And so it's like a way to make it fun. And then while the fashion show is going on, Mariah's out there giving all kinds of interesting tips about climate change and about how to recycle and reuse, renew, and blah, blah, blah. So Mariah, do you want to say anything to Krishnam about his idea or what your experience was in making this a fun, engaging, kind of a cool thing?
Hello?
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
I'm like, I'm still on the train, so I'm just like praying that I don't get cut off. But I did wanted to say that I think what's great about being in Chime In is that, or I think from the beginning, what's inspired me to continue being in Chime In is that we get to all share what we feel inspired and what we feel moved to do with our own projects or even in our personal lives. But I just want to say that I can totally agree with what Krishnam is saying, and I feel so happy that he wants to bring awareness and climate about climate change, because it is a huge issue, and I do feel that a lot of people can sometimes feel helpless about it, because it is an environmental issue, and it's like, okay, like what are our options? What do we do? But there are certain things that we can do, little things like he said, like recycling and all those things. But when I was in high school and I did the eco-friendly fashion show, that was because I also focused on environmental sustainability. So that was just like my way of reaching out in my community and just trying to make it fun for everybody to make it more engaging. And it really helped with music and, you know, and asking any clubs if they wanted to get involved. And a lot of them did want to get involved because they cared about the environment, but they also wanted to put their organizations out there or their clubs out there and be like, yes, you know, we're working together. It doesn't really matter what we stand for, but we all stand for different things. But with climate change, I mean, with the environment, it's like we all care about that one thing. So it was really fun to do that and have everybody come together for that. So yeah, I wish you the best. And if you need any support, I'm here and we're all here.
Hey, Mariah, I think there's one thing that you can do to support Krishnam as well. What? You've got a few really cool. Hi, Alka.
They want to say hi to you.
We saw you in the pictures in Washington. You're awesome. Hey, Mariah, you've made some, because of your interest in environmental issues, you interviewed somebody on our Chime In podcast or radio show last year. Maybe you and Cam can talk about that person, introduce that person to Krishnam. You know who I'm talking about?
Oh, Karen? Yeah. Karen Hempel?
Yeah. So
You should,
offline when we're done, get in touch with Krishnam about her, because she's amazing. And anyway, Mariah has, you know, might have a few contacts there too. So if you guys feel inspired about Krishnam's project, jump in wherever you are in the world or in the country. Jump on in.
Yeah, the more the better. I love to have as many people on my team, and it's not about even me being a leader. It's everybody together. We all leaders together, fighting, because we all the youth.
Oh, you could be a point person. There you go. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay, so is there anything else, Krishnam, before we?
Also, we should probably clarify about the India trip right before you continue with.
Can I say something about Krishnam, your climate change?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Jeez.
Just waiting for everyone to listen to everyone. Yes. Yeah, I think your project's incredible and absolutely amazing. And I was the UN Youth Ambassador for Climate Change for Global North, so I know a lot of people in the US, and I've gone to about 100 UN climate talks and know people worldwide as well, who are quite heavily involved as youth leaders for the UN. So if you want, if you Facebook me after this and remind me, I can send some quick messages to people in the US who definitely know several youth leaders in climate change a lot, in policy and lobbying, that you would definitely be able to help.
Oh, Kat, that's fantastic. That's great. And you know what? I know this is a little out of order, but because we are just now hearing you and it's been a few weeks since we've had a chance, can you give us a little update on how you're doing? And then we'll get back to India, Krishnam. Where is that coming from? Kat?
Hello? Sorry, there was loads of noise.
No, it's all good.
I'm so sorry. So like, the reason why I haven't been on is I've been traveling quite a lot with work, which meant that when I'm in a different time zone, it's a really bad time zone for me to be there because it's like really late or whatever. Or then when I'm here, I can't attend any Saturdays because it's the middle of the night for me. So I can only attend the Wednesdays. And it's, I've been traveling quite a lot, so really big apologies for that. I've just been everywhere and doing a variety of different things. I was telling people last time about the, so I work in a pharmaceutical company, which is on HIV. And I'm
hey, Kat. Your connection, your connection is going in and out.
No, it's really bad.
It's not horrible. I think we can pretty much make out what you're saying. But if there's a way to move into a little bit better cell zone or hold the phone closer to your mouth or something, we really want to hear every word you're saying.
Okay, I'm moving it closer to me, but I think it's more my connection.
That helps, though. That helps.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that makes a difference.
Okay. Basically, I've been working with a lot of charities and partnerships who are dealing with HIV, and connecting with them and their projects and stuff. So quite actually similar to this project, I suppose, in a way. Quite interesting and quite inspiring, but really excited to hear where you're with the India project and hear what all you guys are doing. I'll be quiet now. Sorry that it's going in and out.
No, it's great. It's wonderful to hear from you. It's great to have you on the call. We'll take you however often we can get you. It's wonderful. And I'm so proud of you with all the work that you're doing and the traveling. And so please keep us updated with everything you're doing. We want to follow along. So Mr. Cam, let's do a quick check-in with you about how you're doing. Let's talk a little bit about what we can do radio show-wise or what kind of support you might need.
One sec, Kel. Oh,
yes.
We definitely have to make sure we get back to India to clarify for everybody, because I think there's a lot of people confused about what we're doing.
Okay. So
before we're off this call, India and Bright Light.
Bright Light. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Do what you're doing, but I'm going to be on you about that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, awesome. So give us a quick little check-in, Cam, and then we'll move to India and Bright Light.
I have to be completely honest. It's been I haven't had a lot of time recently to really focus on the radio show, and I'm sorry about that. But what I'd like to be able to do is, I think we've actually spoken about what the direction I'd like to go with it is, and that's everyone finds one of their closest mentors and brings them onto the show. I'd really like to be able to get on as many of the Youth Ambassadors mentors as possible. And I've been bad about reaching out to each ambassador and seeing, hey, do you have somebody who you'd like to get onto the show? When would they be able to do it? And I think I need to be on that more.
You know what might be helpful, Cam, and I appreciate you kind of owning up to that, and it's all good. I know that your schedule is unpredictable one week to the next, and I think what we need, though, is some kind of regular schedule that where there's something that we can have in place, where we do something once a week or every 2 weeks or something like that. And you and I can brainstorm offline about how to create some kind of schedule, because without something in place, it's
everything. It falls apart.
Go ahead.
Can I chime in about that?
Yeah.
I've been kind of interested in being a part of that with Cam since the beginning. So
great.
I don't mind Cam. I don't mind like creating like some kind of like list or format that we could do, so we could just start that off. what say you?
Oh, no, and I'd love to be a part of it. So when would you want to meet? What's the time?
Why don't you guys connect offline? But I think the principle here is that it's really hard to do something in a vacuum all by yourself. Partnership is really the way it goes. And where one person can do one thing, somebody else can do the other, put it together, and it works. So if you guys can get together, that would be awesome. And then get back to me with what you come up with, so Nancy, Dana, and I can support in however we can. But we want to take guidance from you. And this year is, you know, as we talked about in January, the theme of this new year is definitely us, I don't know, whatever you want to call me, Nancy.
Hey, my man.
Hi, everybody. Okay, that would be Mariah. I'm going to mute you for a second. Taking a more of a back seat and letting you guys run and just kind of being the wind beneath your wings. So that. All right. So India. I think, Krishnam, do you want to give a little overview, even though I know I just threw in like a whole new element? So the truth is that is there anything that you want to say to additionalize what I said earlier?
So just to be like completely direct with everybody, India is happening. Like, it's definitely going to happen. Like, it's no doubt, but the location and time is indefinite right now because of the logistics on everything and also the fundraising. The thing with India is that we all have to get visiting visas, which is going to be an extra additional price, which is going to be about maybe 150 to 200. I know that doesn't seem a lot of money, but in grand schemes, I want this whole project to be fundraised. Like, that's my goal. That's my vision. So what we're planning to do is that if you want this plan and this trip to be really amazing, I think we should do it as a year long planning. So we're very organized and very to the point that we have a definite place and location. So I'm going to say we should move it to June of 2018, just because it's a little easier on people in the summer. And also, I just think we're not time constrained to do a lot of things in 6 months.
Are you open to that being different if we can really rally together with the Brahma Kumaris? Because she said summer would be too stifling.
Oh yeah, I mean yeah. If that works out, then we can do that also. Like it really depends what opens up. Like I'm really open minded to trying to see what opens up the best.
In the meantime, I think if people really need to know what to start fundraising for, you can do some basic searching online to look at what a plane ticket to India round trip would cost. You could look for January, look for June, and see if you can get the, you know, some kind of a fee identify that, so you know you have a ballpark, because you need to come up with your airfare, and then know that it's probably going to be at least another $500 once you get there that would cover your whatever food, accommodations, yada yada. We're going to do our best to get as much of this sponsored as possible, but let's assume we're not sponsored, and then we could be pleasantly surprised that we've raised money that we could use. To do more good. What do you think, Krishnam?
I would say flight's going to be, we can't book any flights like 6 months in advance. So like around this time, like entering summer, we should also looking at flights, but I'm going to say between 800 to 1,000, maybe depending on even the airline. So, and then I completely agree, 500 more or other stuff.
It'll
traveling
be
within the country.
Expensive once we're there. Like it's...
Yeah. But it will not be expensive when we're traveling in, because the currency exchange is a little different, but yeah.
And if raising money is really difficult, don't distance yourself from this conversation. Still be open to the different possibilities, because some people it might be easier. We can help. We want as many of our youth ambassadors to come as possible, and we want to help make it as easy as possible. And we want, you know, if you need to start fundraising now, at least, you know, have in mind at least $1,500 to $2,000 is kind of the approximate budget, and we'll be getting more information like in the next week or two, hopefully, to identify the timing. Anything else on that, Krishnam?
That's all. Yeah.
Okay. So regardless of what happens with India, we know that India's on, and I like the spirit that you say that with, Krishnam. It's very much in keeping with the theme of our hero's journey. We're crossing that threshold. We're engaging our will. It's awesome. In the meantime, I want to do, Nancy, can you pull up, are you on your cell phone or are you on your?
I actually don't want to be the one to pull anything.
Oh, cool. Then Krishnam.
Sorry. Favor?
Krishnam or Cam, you guys can have dueling computers, whoever gets it first. Can you pull up the Chime In website and click on Project Bright Light for me, if you would be so kind?
So just real quick while they do that, the India recap is we're definitely doing it. We're not doing it as early as we planned. We don't know exact amounts, but you want to try to think of $1,500 with the intention that we'll all end up fundraising at some point. But at least if you had that in your pocket, you'd be set no matter what. And we look forward to it, and we're still working on it. And the reason why there's been a delay is there have been some difficulties with communication. It's a lot easier to be there face-to-face to make things happen. So for anyone who's been a little bit confused or saying, what's going on with India, that's it in a really good nutshell.
Awesome. And I see, Leanne, that you raised your hand. Is there something that you would like to say? Are you unmuted?
Okay, what I was thinking about when he said, so me and Benjamin and Glenn went to Jordan last year, right. Krishna, and we basically did not know where we were going or how funding or what we were going to do until 2 weeks before. And we planned for like 5 months, and everything fell through for us. And we went and we ended up having like the best experience. All we knew was we wanted to go and work with Syrian refugees. I think it's easier when you're on the ground in the country, actually, rather than connecting with people, like actually being face-to-face with people to make something happen. If you want to postpone it to June, I think it might be a good idea for you or someone, and this is just a thought, you know, for you and someone to like go pre-hand, like beforehand, and just check it out basically, and like test the waters and see what we're going to be doing and see all of that, you know, because I have a sense that you want this to be like extremely organized and extremely to the point, and you want it to go like amazing. And I just don't, I know, I want you to know it's going to happen, because I don't want you to be disappointed when you get there.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. I think having, and I know Leanne, you've been, you've reached out to offer Krishnam support. I think because of your experience in having done this last year, you have so much to bring. So I highly recommend you staying in touch with Krishnam. And I also know that this project, because we're going to be bringing more people with us, we will need some guide rails. And I totally agree with you that once you're there, all the people and the places and the things will fall totally into place. So some finding some hybrid between having it all worked out perfectly and not knowing anything at all. Something in the middle, I think, would be really good. Awesome. Thank you, Leanne. So in the meantime, I'm just going to say a few words here about Project Bright Light. Actually, Nancy, would you just read this since you read so beautifully?
Sure. And by the way, I was here when this all happened. I was with Kelly. We were in Guatemala and in Colombia, and she had this idea, and it was very inspired, and it came from a beautiful moment. So this is what it's about. Do you want me to start with according?
Yeah.
Okay. According to Global Partnership for Education, there are over 121 million school-age children worldwide who are not currently in school due to families who do not have the resources to send their children to school. Children who don't go to school are the most vulnerable and marginalized in the world, which leads to instability, conflict, early pregnancies, and the continuation of the cycle of extreme poverty. Conflict-affected countries have only 20% of the world's primary school-age children, but 50% of the world's out-of-school children. Many of the countries with the highest numbers of out-of-school children still do not receive adequate external financing to meet their needs. Project Bright Light, a branch of Chime In, the Changes Me International, knows that when a single light shines in a dark room, the darkness dissolves. It's been shown that when there's just one educated child in a village, the entire community is more likely to survive and in some cases thrive. To this end, we are focused on identifying the children who, and I can't see much here, but it says due to poverty are unable to attend middle or high school.
Can somebody scroll the page? Whoever did that, was that Krishnam or Cam? Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Demonstrate a high level of passion and appreciation for education, exemplify leadership skills, want to make a difference in their community. Once identified, we will supply the students with the funds per year to attend school. The child or student understands they're being given a gift that is to be paid forward once they're in a position to do so, thus enabling the children of their community to be given the same hand up as they've been given. So basically, we did choose a child, and her name is Marilyn, and she's 12 years old, living in a Guatemalan slum. She's bright, intelligent, passionate about going to school, so one day she could become a teacher. Now, her dream's to be able to support herself as a teacher so that she can educate other children like her in the program that she brings back to her village. So for Marilyn, she was lucky to receive a free primary school education, but junior high, high school, that starts in September, and the $500 tuition, including school supplies, uniform, tuition, and food, is more than her family needs in a whole year. Support Bright Light. It's like Marilyn, thus ending this cycle of poverty in a sustainable and empowering way.
Yay. Thank you, Nancy. That was well done.
Well, thank you.
Bravo. So we're sharing this with you guys for a couple reasons, and I'll make this super quick because we're at the end of the hour. While many of you know that while Joe Gagnon, our guy from our board member, who did the Run Joe Run event around the world, he raised money for Project Bright Light because education is near and dear to him, and it relates to what we're up to as an organization, even though, in a way where it would be making a long-term sustainable difference. And what I wanted to run by you guys, and maybe this is something that we can talk about in more depth on our next call, or if you want to correspond via Facebook or email, is in your area or in an area that you are in service, can you begin to identify kids like Marilyn? I don't know if so many of you were in Guatemala and met her, and every kid, as Naomi knows, working in the orphanage, every kid has a bright light. Every kid is worthy of support. However, if we had to just pick one or two per community, there's those ones that have a natural leadership that really want to go for it, and they would, like, give them a little and they will run a mile with that. And it's not because we want them to have it and not the others, but if we only have limited funds, we want that one kid in the area to get that education, because often they'll share it with the other kids, or they'll do something that can eventually come back around. So think about, just keep your eyes open. And Naomi, maybe where you are at in the orphanage, there might be a kid that maybe they already have funding for school. Maybe that's not the issue, or maybe it is, or maybe they need special funding for something. We got 15,000 Australian dollars donated, which equates to 12,000 US dollars.
Wow.
So we can begin. We're excited that we can actually get this started. So we've got a few questions on our plate, like, do we invest in just a few people and we get them all the way through school, or do we let it go wide and let it be a lot more kids 1 year at a time? So these are some of the questions that we're contemplating. If you want to weigh in or chime in on any of this, email me, Nancy, Dana. Go straight to Nancy, because Nancy's the one that's disseminating everything. And these are the conversations that we want to have. We would really love to, especially when we go to India, Krishnam, be on the hunt for who are these kids in each community, and, like, you know, try to find at least one or two. And that's a little bit about Project Bright Light. Nancy, did I cover it all? Is there anything else?
I think you did. I think the only other thing I would add is that when Run Joe Run was running, it was for that. So this Project Bright Light, if we look at, like, this is sort of, it's Kelly's project, but it's kind of like the whole overall chime in. We're trying to do this together, as we are trying to do with India. But if we know India is being put off a little bit, it's a great thing for us to really put our energy into, because it's got momentum. And I know Dana wanted that to be brought up to the group, is that we started getting, just from Joe's run, we started getting people wanting to volunteer to, here's the money. And they were so inspired.
Dana, I just want to say it. Yes, Kelly was inspired, but the way we did it with Joe and the way we've been inspiring people and people that are stepping up, this is not Kelly's project.
No.
This is Chime In, and it was intended to be from the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, so
right. Oh, no, I didn't mean to say it that way. I just meant, like, she had the idea of it being a bright light in the one room. That's all. But you're right. And I did, I'm right to say that the Joe run kind of got it all going, right, Dana?
Correct. And we'll continue it. This is the beginning of corporations jumping in and funding us. So in my it's time for us to really look at how, by focusing on one thing, we have started to build something that we've wanted to build all along. By focusing on the one thing, we have started to get corporations involved. We need to keep that going. So as we're talking about all these different projects, and including the podcast and the radio show,
one and the same.
I see, Cam, how we can get this funded by doing the same thing that we've done with Project Bright Light. You know, the High Performance Life wants to have a radio show. And Chime In can be a big segment of that. We have an opportunity here of combining, you know, what Joe has done and his corporate connection, and build what we've all wanted to build. Which is, how many of us really want to fundraise over,
India,
you know, one thing here and one thing that we really want is only to fundraise when there may be a little hole in the corporate funding.
Yes. That's a great goal, to not have that.
For opportunity.
Yeah.
What an opportunity we have. And Krishnam, your idea about the climate change short film or web series or whatever that turns out to be, I want to be looking at corporate funding for these kind of projects. Corporate funding for the channel that these kind of projects can go for. So it's an exciting time. And thank you to Joe for running around the world, and starting this whole thing. People are popping up. You know, he truly has inspired me and
clearly
everybody that he's touched. And so it's a cool time. So that's all I have.
Awesome. All right. So more to be revealed. And it is very exciting. And by the way, Katie, who's not able to be on this call because it's like the middle of the night for her, Katie, our youth ambassador from Australia, got to run with Joe for a part of that, right at the, she ran like 5 miles with him, which I don't know how she did because I ran about 1/20th of a mile with him at the very end of his last marathon. I thought I would be so much faster than him because he just finished 6 marathons. He totally flew right by me. And I was fully rested. I was like, what?
Okay, just happened.
He's not human. But I was very impressed. Anyway, thank you, everybody. Is there anything anybody else wanted to say before we sign off?
Go now. We've got to do the music minute.
Oh, my God, Krishnam. Music minute. Let's do it.
Let me find something.
Tell us. You're just going to look for something random?
No, I mean, I have a song. I just look at a music right now.
Cameron, I want you to know that the next time we do this, you're going to do a music minute and you're going to sing it yourself. Naomi, just so you know what we're talking about, we want to sing about a song that you love that you can share with us so that we can get to know you, your culture, and what moves you. So we're going to take 1 minute and listen to a song.
And can I say something real quick?
Yeah, Leanne, please. Or sing it. Sing it. This is the musical portion.
So I have a question about what everybody thinks about Cuba.
Woo!
Cuba. I like it.
I love it. I love it. Havana.
That's what I was telling my brother. I was like, you don't say Cuba, say Cuba.
You never close your mouth. No, I love Cuba. Yes, let's put something together for Cuba, Leanne.
All right. I just wanted to throw that.
Maybe you can tell us about it while Krishnam's playing his song, or let's hear some of the song.
Well, let's hear the song.
Yeah, go ahead.
At some point. Okay.
Here it goes.
We get a music video.
I love this song.
I can't hear it.
Yeah, I like this song.
What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mama. I think the whole world addicted to the drama. Only attracted to things that bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism. But we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love with your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate. And to discriminate, only and when you hate, then you're bound to get outraged. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate. And that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
Killing people, dying, children hurt, can't hear me crying. You practice what you preach, but you turn me on the edge.
Father, don't belong.
patients drop bombs. Chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I can ask myself, really, what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of the living. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. The war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on, I don't know. What's the truth, y'all? Come on, I don't know. What's the love, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurting, when you practice what you preach, what you told me how to achieve. Father, 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 help us.
That was an awesome musical. Oh. Couple of minutes. That was worth it. I loved it. I love the idea of adding the music video to it so we can see.
That's even better.
That is awesome.
Stepped it up.
All right. Where is the love, everybody? Go out and find it. Everybody point at yourself and say, I am the change.
I am the change.
And I am the love.
I am the love.
And you are the change. And you are the love.
You are the change.
We are the change and we are the love.
We are the change. We are the love.
Go out and be the change and be the love.
Be the change and be the love.
All right, you guys. Thank you. That was awesome. Great call today. See you in a couple weeks. See you on Facebook.
Yeah.
Bye. Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.